The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Greetings, friends. I have a very special announcement concerning the National Camp Meeting of the Church of God, which is scheduled to begin Friday, July 18th, in the Big Pavilion near Neosho, Missouri. Many states will be represented. Come expecting a blessing from the Lord in both soul and body. Plan now to attend. And now, let me take you back a few years as you hear a portion of a broadcast which was given in 1965 concerning the camp meeting. Listen. So the voices you will hear now will be those who spoke at this meeting. Some grammatical revisions may be necessary as we put it in print. First now, you will hear the voice of Brother Kenneth Probes, General Business Manager of the campground. I hope this will take you back to the evening when he said,
I'm thankful to be in that kingdom. I thought while I'm here this evening, I might take just a little opportunity to testify just a little bit. I'm thankful for meeting the saints of God. I think of just a few years ago when, as a young man, my heart was reaching out for more of God. And as I looked here and there and wandered here and there, much like many of the rest in the congregation tonight may have done and no doubt have, I suppose a number could have the same testimony, that we've looked here and there and far and close at hand, and we're thankful that we found what we were looking for. I'm thankful for the saints of God this evening. I'm thankful for the kingdom of peace that reigns within our hearts.
That was Brother Kenneth Probes as he spoke to the audience under the pavilion that night. Brother Kenneth is a young man, and God is blessing him in this work. His services are much appreciated. Next, you will hear Brother Sam Abbott from Kentucky as he said this.
We are glad and thankful for everyone that is here tonight.
Amen.
And we trust the Lord will suit out a blessing for every sacrifice that's been made, every one that has put forth an effort to come to this meeting will be well blessed.
Amen.
Feel when you leave the grounds that you've been well paid for the sacrifice that you've made.
Then, Brother Abbott went on to speak about the singing when he said,
I don't know, I was just thinking about while we were singing, if heaven is in it better, I surely do want to go there. When those wonderful songs of Zion being presented, it just made our hearts vibrate with God's love. And I'm happy tonight. I'm happy to be acquainted with the people of God.
In another service, Brother Lewis Williams from Wichita, Kansas, said this.
Now, in order to be strong, there must be an inward power working in you to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's going to try you on every hand.
But perhaps you would like to hear what the singing was like as this large audience sang the All-Cleansing Fountain. It sounded like this.
What are these things by the trumpet when?
Brother Coffee of Hammond, Louisiana, was made happy, and he had this to say.
You know, this is my anniversary. 1 year ago, I came with the saints of the Lord. Some think I've done wrong by leaving the throng who abide in sectarian strife, but I've only come back where God's people belong. From Babel, I fled for my life. Thank God this morning for the Church of the Living God. I'm happy in my soul to be able to be here this morning. It's worth something, folks. Some people have been raised up in this truth. They don't know how to appreciate it. But if you've been out there wandering from mountain to hill, then you can look up and see Zion right up in the top of the mountain. Thank God she's up there on the highway of holiness. No unclean thing shall walk thereon. I'm glad this morning that I can be a part of this great family. I don't have any intentions of going back. There's nowhere to go. I've been in and out and in and around until I'm tired. I come home to rest. Come home to feed at the Father's table. And it fed me so good, I don't have any desire to go anywhere else. My sister's husband one time was out rambling around, roaming about the country, and his mother went out one day, and there he was laying on the porch. And he said, oh, I've come home to die. His mother said, get up from there. You just come home to get something to eat. Well, I come home to get something to eat, and I've been fed.
Then, in one service, Brother Ira D. Stover of Guthrie, Oklahoma, was speaking on physical and spiritual prosperity when he said this.
But you know, the reason why the Lord gives us these meetings is that every one of us come and receive a blessing that when we go our way, and if anything happened, people are dying on the highways, sudden afflictions and one thing and another, we need our faith strong in God. We need our trust in Him. Whether we're in a congregation or isolated, we need God to sustain us, to keep us by His unerring hand, and to remember that God will be with you if you'll stay with Him.
Then, as Brother Merrill Williamson of Louisiana was speaking on child training, he had this to say about responsibility.
It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let's keep that in mind.
Then, in one service, Brother Murphy Allen from Missouri was preaching on faith, and as he told of a certain girl's experience many years ago, he had this to say about how God answered her prayer.
So she prayed. And she had faith that her prayers was going to be answered. And when she prayed, she went and got her two buckets and started for the well. Now, previous to this, this well had been dry. It didn't have any water in it. But she believed that God would put water in that well. She gets her two buckets and go into the well. And when she get there, she didn't look in the well to see if there's water in the well. But she tied her bucket on the rope like the old ropes used to be in the windlass. Just tied it on and just let it go down the well with perfect confidence there'd be water there. And sure enough, there was. She filled her buckets with water.
But for a report on the missionary activity, let us now listen to a few of the comments as given by Sister Edith Cole in the missionary service, as she told of a precious native couple in Mexico and how God was blessing them since their lives were dedicated to Christ. The young wife had spoken for the Lord, and when she finished, her husband had this to say.
I don't believe the Lord's going to require of us a whole lot of money to leave our money like he did the rich young ruler. He said, but what about this here gambling you're doing down there under the shack? What about that loose life you're living? And he really came down on it. It was almost two messages in one. And we're so happy to see these young people start out for the Lord and serve him. They've given us told us that they would like to be able to go out in the work and go out to the different communities that they know of, if there's no gospel there.
Then Sister Carrie Shepherd said this about the great need for prayer there.
And I tell you, when we hear somebody saying that we pray for you, you know, we appreciate that. Oh, how we need prayer there.
And Kathleen said this about the work in Mexico.
We've told them much about the saints up here and how you are praying for them. They many times ask about the saints. Well, how are they doing? They want to know about the others. And they've been praying for you. And one of the last things, when I left, they said, give our greetings to the saints in the States.
Then finally, Brother Austis Wilson, in speaking of the natives of Nigeria in Africa, said this.
They're a hungry people. We found people that would walk or ride bicycles for miles to get the service.
Friends, we hope you have been blessed in hearing a few of the voices of those who spoke at the National Camp Meeting near Neosho, Missouri in 1965. Now, that's been some while back, and we realize that many changes have taken place since that time, and more changes are to come in the years ahead. Perhaps that is another reason why you should be living for God every day of your life. Plan now to attend the camp meeting beginning Friday, July 18th, 1969. That is located approximately 5 miles east of Neosho, Missouri at Monarch Springs.
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer, for our sins he suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Friends, be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail. We do appreciate hearing from those who enjoy the messages from week to week. May God bless every one of you who've helped us keep the message on the air and going forth to those who are interested in the pure gospel. And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be with each of you and a very cheerful goodbye.